Quest veteran William Cleedon of Carcross Yukon Territory arrived first at the Quest's halfway point at Dawson City last night at 10:15 Yukon time. He wins 4 ounces of gold. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, this year's Yukon Quest is shaping up to be a close competition.
Race watchers have been speculating all day Tuesday about how the front runners in this year's Yukon Quest would shake out at the halfway point. With 9 experienced mushers traveling relatively close together over a remote 200-mile stretch of trail, it remained uncertain who it was when the first dog team trotted into downtown Dawson City last night. The arrival of William Cleedon was a surprise because John Little had been reported running first about 25 miles outside town earlier in the evening. But it was Cleedon, the wily veteran, searching for a long-eluded victory in his 12th quest, crossing under the halfway banner first. As quickly as officials checked him in, a second headlamp appeared as Little arrived 2 minutes later. Cleedon says he passed a Little just outside town.
Basically what happened is the dog team took a break just before Dawson. That's the only reason I caught him up and finished here first.
Cleedon says he'd ridden up on Little's team several times earlier in the day, but refused to pass until Little's dog stopped on the Klondike River. He says the pass was amicable, but a little sad.
He gave me a pat on the shoulder, whatever. It's no big deal. I felt sad for him, you know. It must be very discouraging to have your team when they can see the lights of town. I mean, obviously you're all practically in town and they won't go further. Then you must have misjudged something in your team.
Quest mushers take a mandatory 36-hour rest in Dawson. KUAC reporter Dan Bross is trying to catch a bit of rest in Dawson, too. He says this morning he was able to talk with John Little about why he lost the lead heading into Dawson.
John said that his dogs did not crash, as some folks have been portraying it, but that last night on the way in, about just a couple miles outside of Dawson where he was in the lead, his leaders pulled over to the side of the trail and they were eating some snow. So he stopped and was going to check and see if maybe he needed to change out a leader. And at that point, William Cleedon came up from behind and went right around him. He said he didn't know William was right there that close. And so he let him go and started his team again, but couldn't quite close the gap. So Cleedon made it to Dawson 2 minutes ahead of him.
I can't imagine how disappointed he must have been to have missed the gold prize by 2 minutes. What did he say? How disappointed was he?
Well, you could see it in his eyes that, it was tough on him. He said to me this morning that, I started thinking about the fact that I would have some gold to give to my wife as a gift. And he said to see that slip away was hard, but he said that more importantly, he's maintaining a long perspective, and that is that he's still very in this race. I mean, he's technically in the lead, even though Cleedon arrived in Dawson first and got the halfway gold prize. If you calculate out the staggered start, John Little will actually get to leave Dawson tomorrow 16 minutes ahead of William Cleedon.
So there's a bit of a silver lining in the loss of gold, in other words.
I guess so. And John Little is he's still optimistic. He's positive. He says his dogs are looking good, and he's maintaining this philosophy. He really believes that dogs can run longer and rest shorter than conventional wisdom.
Are the lead mushers still on such a record pace?
They are. They're running a little bit faster. I mean, as of last night and the top team's arrival in Dawson, they're running a little bit faster than Lance Mackey did a couple of years ago. So, it is record pace.
So, Dan, describe this lead group of mushers. What's your best guess as to what could happen in the second half of the race?
Well, for sure it's going to be exciting because you've got mushers 1 through 6, William Cleedon, John Little, Hugh Neff, Hans Gott, Sebastian Schnula, and Brent Sass. They're all Yukon Quest veterans. They've all placed fairly high in the race before. There's one 3-time past champion in Hans Gott. So we got some guys who know the trail and are going to really go at it here in the second half. The thing that could change is that so far in this Yukon Quest, the weather has been relatively tame. I mean, temperatures down to maybe 30 below zero, but the trail has been fairly good, a little bit soft in sections, but generally good. Now, as they enter the second half, you never know what can happen on the Yukon River. Reports are that the jumble ice is very rough again in sections, particularly along the Eagle portion of the trail, the village of Eagle, where the Yukon passes there. The jumble ice is supposed to be rough. So that can bang up teams. And if you lose a couple of key dogs that get injured in there, you know, that could totally throw your race.
It sounds as if they'll be facing some quite different trail conditions than once they cross into Alaska.
Yeah, the Alaska side is always a little bit rougher, you know, just because you're dealing with a section of the Yukon that does get a lot of jumble ice. And also, the trail on the Alaska side is put in by volunteers, whereas on the Canadian side, the Canadian Rangers military group, it's really a job for them, and they put a whole lot of time into setting that trail. Whereas on the Alaska side, they rely on volunteers this year. They do have a Alaska side trail coordinator and former Quest champion John Schandelmeyer. He's been organizing the volunteers to make sure that there's a better route than there was last year, where the trail was really, really very, very rough on the Alaska side, and there was heavy complaints from mushers following the race.
Okay, well, thanks, Stan. We appreciate the update.
You're welcome.